Welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 category smart. This is Jesse Colhagen, and you're listening to the Life Note, The Power of Positive Thinking, 10 Traits for Maximum Results, by Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, and summarized by Emily Snyder. As always, we'll begin with a quote. "You need be defeated only if you're willing to be. This book teaches you how to will not to be." With over 5 million copies in print, Dr. Norman Vincent Peale's The Power of Positive Thinking has taught people around the world how to live happy, fulfilling lives. In this book, Dr. Peale demonstrates the power of faith in action, outlining several techniques that we can use to energize our lives. Ultimately, we will learn how to take initiative to carry out our hopes and ambitions. Big thought number one, believing in ourselves, from defeat to victory. Quote, "Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own power, you cannot be successful or happy," end quote. The very first step to living a happier, more successful life, Dr. Peale tells us, is believing in ourselves. Without sound self-confidence in our own powers, we cannot be successful or happy. It's unsettling to realize just how many people are affected by an inferiority complex, especially since it's untrue and unnecessary. Quote, "When proper steps are taken, it can be overcome. You can develop creative faith in yourself, faith that is justified," end quote. We've all had times when we've felt inferior or not good enough. We've felt self-conscious about our weight, our looks, our talents, our insert pretty much anything here. We've all felt powerless at one time or another. Dr. Peale gives a simple, although sometimes difficult, formula for overcoming these feelings of inferiority and gaining a profound faith in ourselves. First, we have to discover why we feel powerless. This step requires some deep analysis and takes some time. Dr. Peale suggests that we approach these emotional issues as a doctor would probe to find a physical malady. This analysis will take some serious introspection and sometimes even some professional help, but it's an essential part to relieving our feelings of inferiority. The second step is much less heavy and is something we can do right away. Dr. Peale tells us to adopt an affirmation. Being a minister, he suggests a verse from the Bible, but our affirmation can be as simple as, "I have power," or "I am worthy." Repeating this affirmation throughout the day with a strong feeling of faith in ourselves will help us through these times when we feel as though we are not enough. Quote, "Feelings of confidence depend upon the type of thoughts that habitually occupy your mind," end quote. Ultimately, the goal is to change our thought patterns from defeated, self-destructive thoughts to powerful, self-confident thoughts. The next big thought, losing ourselves, creating a constant energy flow. Quote, "How we think we feel has a definite effect on how we actually feel physically," end quote. The power of our thoughts goes far beyond our self-confidence. Dr. Peale believes that our thoughts can also have a profound impact on how we feel physically. Quote, "If your mind tells you that you're tired, the body mechanism, the nerves, and the muscles accept the fact," end quote. To illustrate this point, Dr. Peale tells us of a major league pitcher, Frank Hiller. Hiller once pitched a game when the temperature was well over 100 degrees. In fact, his exertion was so intense that he lost several pounds just in the few hours that he was on the mound. It's no surprise that his energy sagged. To restore his energy and strength, Hiller reported that, quote, "I passed a powerful energy-producing thought through my mind," end quote. Using a passage from the Old Testament, Hiller told himself that he had the strength, power, and support to complete the game. So he did. But we don't have to recite Bible verses or even be Christians for this to work. What it all comes down to is having a sound spiritual life, regardless of what that looks like for each of us individually. Quote, "Increasingly, people are realizing that the maintenance of a sound spiritual life is important in enjoying energy and personal force." Quote, our bodies are biologically designed to produce energy. So when we take good care of our bodies with proper diet and exercise, they will produce huge amounts of energy and sustain themselves in good health. But Dr. Peale tells us, if we don't give similar attention to our emotional and spiritual selves, we will experience what he calls energy leaks. This means that unnecessary energy will be expended trying to regulate our emotional and spiritual reactions. On the other hand, if those areas of our lives are maintained as well, we will conserve energy. Quote, "The natural state of the individual, when body, mind, and spirit work harmoniously, is that of a continuous replacement of necessary energy," end quote. Dr. Peel also raises another interesting point regarding our energy levels. He says, quote, many people are tired simply because they are not interested in anything, end quote. This is something we've all experienced, but maybe haven't thought that much about. As an example, some of our longest, most tiresome days at work are the ones where we have little to do, and what tasks we do have, we find utterly dull and boring. On those days, it's all we can do to keep our eyes open on the drive home. On the other hand, on days when we're working on an exciting project that we're interested in, the day seems to fly by, and when we get home, we're still energized enough to work out, tidy up, and make dinner. When we're doing things we love and we're passionate about, we don't get tired. Dr. Peel says this is the secret. Quote, the more you lose yourself in something bigger than yourself, the more energy you will have. End quote. In doing so, our power will surge back and we will have a renewed zest for life. The next big thought, the happiness habit, making the choice. Quote, who decides whether you shall be happy or unhappy? The answer, you do. End quote. Dr. Peel tells us that we have two choices when we wake up in the morning. We can choose to be happy, or we can choose to be unhappy. It's as simple as that. It's really easy to be unhappy. All we have to do is choose unhappiness and tell ourselves that things are going badly and that everything is terrible. If this is how we go about our days, we are guaranteed to be unhappy. But what many of us fail to realize is that it's just as easy to be happy. Instead of filling our heads with those negative thoughts, we can tell ourselves, things are going nicely. Life is good. I choose happiness. Just as we get our choice when we choose unhappiness, so too we get our choice when we choose happiness. The unfortunate truth is that many of us create our own unhappiness. This is a sad fact because the world creates enough challenges for us that we shouldn't go around creating more for ourselves for no good reason. But we do it anyway. Dr. Peel gives us some good news, though. Just as we can manufacture our own unhappiness, we can also manufacture happiness, and he has the formula for it. The formula Dr. Peel gives us for manufacturing our own happiness is pretty simple. We must make happiness a habit. That's really all there is to it. Quote, our happiness or unhappiness depends to an important degree upon the habit of mind we cultivate, end quote. Therefore, creating a happiness habit requires that we practice happy thinking. Dr. Peel tells us to make a list of happy thoughts and pass them through our minds several times every day. If we feel an unhappy thought creeping in, we are to consciously remove it and replace it with a happy thought from our list. Every morning before crawling out of bed, we should take a moment and inject happy thoughts into our minds. We should especially mentally go over the happy experiences we expect to have during that day. This will actually help make manifest the things we want to happen for us. But just having happy thoughts alone doesn't breed a happiness habit. Throughout the day, we must make sure that our actions and attitudes are firmly based upon the fundamentals of happy living, such as human love and goodwill. For example, we could pay it forward at Starbucks when we stop to get our morning coffee, compliment the stranger next to us on the train, or leave a big tip for the server who looks after us at lunch. If we practice these things for just a week, we'll see how big of a difference it makes. We will become manufacturers of our own happiness. The next big thought is, expect the best, and get it. Quote, if you expect the worst, you will get the worst, and if you expect the best, you will get the best. End quote. Another tenet of Dr. Peel's positive thinking is that we get what we expect. As the quote above states, if we expect the worst, that's what we'll get, and if we expect the best, we get the best. In order for this to work effectively, we must change our mindset from one of disbelief to one of belief. Quote, to learn to believe is of primary importance. It is the basic factor of succeeding in any undertaking. End quote. Dr. Peel says that when we expect the best, we release a magnetic force that seems to draw the best things to us. But conversely, when we expect the worst, the power of repulsion pushes those good things away from us. When we expect the best, we set aside our self-doubts and are able to pour our whole selves into our endeavor, and nothing can stand in our way when we devote all of our focus to solving a problem. Quote, when the entire concentration of all your force, physical, emotional, and spiritual, is brought to bear, the consolidation of these powers properly employed is quite irresistible. End quote. Nothing can stop us when we put our heart and soul into what we want to accomplish. Dr. Peel tells us a story of a famous trapeze artist who was teaching a group of students how to perform on the high trapeze bar. When it was the student's turn to demonstrate the move, one student froze. He told the teacher, "I can't do it, I can't do it." The instructor pulled him aside and told him, quote, "Throw your heart over the bar and your body will follow," end quote. We should take this sentence everywhere with us. It means we should throw our faith in ourselves over our difficulty, throw our affirmation over any barrier. We should throw our spiritual selves over the bar, and our material selves will follow. But in this process of achieving the best, there is one more thing we must remember. We must remember to have an objective. We can only reach our goal if we know what our goal is. Far too many people get nowhere just because they don't know where they're going. Dr. Peel tells us to set a clear objective, a clear goal, so that we can start expecting the best on our path to achieving what it is we really want. The next big idea is breaking the worry habit, 3 simple steps. Quote, "Reduced to its simplest form, what is worry? It is simply an unhealthy and destructive mental habit," end quote. How many of us are worriers? Chances are a hefty portion of us fall victim to worry on a regular basis. Dr. Peel tells us this is not only unnecessary, but also destructive. Worry has been shown to be a factor in arthritis, ulcers, heart disease, and many other serious ailments. It can shorten our lives and certainly makes them less enjoyable while living. Dr. Peel claims that worry is not something we were born to do, it's something we've learned to do. It's an acquired habit, and because we can always change our habits and attitudes, we can learn how to cast worry from our minds. He tells us how. The first step to breaking our worry habit is simply believing that we can. Remember when we changed our mindset to one of belief? Here is a good place to put that into action. Whatever we believe we can do, we can do. Once we're in the right mindset, Dr. Peel advises us to practice emptying our minds daily, preferably at night before we go to bed. During sleep, our thoughts have a tendency to solidify in our minds. By emptying our minds before bed, we can avoid retaining the worries of the day. To do this, we should adopt a practice of creative imagination. We should picture ourselves actually emptying out all the thoughts of fear and anxiety and all worry thoughts flowing out of our minds as water flows down the drain in the sink. While we're visualizing, Dr. Peel recommends reciting an affirmation such as, quote, "I am now emptying my mind of all anxiety, all fear, all sense of insecurity," end quote. However, it is not enough to simply empty our minds because, as we all know, it doesn't take long for them to fill up with thoughts again. So we should also practice refilling them with thoughts of faith, hope, courage, expectancy. Dr. Peel instructs us to practice filling our minds with these thoughts several times a day so that in time they will push out our anxious, worrisome thoughts. This is how we break the worry habit. The next big thought is destructive emotions and their antidotes. Quote, "It is not a question of whether an illness is physical or emotional, but how much of each," end quote. More and more people are realizing just how intricately connected our physical and emotional health truly is. When we think about the last time we were really angry or resentful, we can probably recall how terrible that made us feel physically. Quote, "Chemical reactions in the body are set up by emotional outbursts that result in feelings of ill health. Should these be continued either violently or in a simmering state over a period of time, the general condition of the body will deteriorate," end quote. Feelings like hate, jealousy, resentment, and ill will quite literally destroy us. So what do we do? Dr. Peel tells us to get rid of all these negative emotions. When we're feeling under the weather, the first thing we should do is some serious self-analysis. We should ask ourselves if we're harboring any feelings of ill will, hatred, or resentment. And if so, we must cast them out. These feelings don't hurt anyone but ourselves. As Mark Twain once said, quote, "Anger is an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than anything on which it is poured," end quote. Our emotional ills sap our energy, reduce our efficiency, and eat away at our happiness. To combat these destructive feelings that produce ill health, we must fill our minds with positive attitudes, goodwill, forgiveness, love, kindness, and calmness, if for no reason other than our own peace of mind and heart. This is often easier said than done, we know, so Dr. Peel gives us a few practical suggestions. Number 1, remember that anger is a hot emotion, and to reduce it, we need only to cool it down. When we get angry, it usually manifests in our bodies. fists and teeth clench, muscles tighten, and our bodies become rigid. To cool our anger, we must deliberately oppose these physical reactions. We should consciously keep our fists and teeth from clenching, or consciously unclench them, and relax our muscles. We should lower our voice, move more slowly and calmly, and breathe more deeply. Combating these physical manifestations of anger will help cool our emotional feelings of anger very quickly. Number two, when our feelings get hurt, we should tackle the situation head on and not let it fester. Brooding on the situation only leads to resentment and self-pity. Instead, we should treat our hurt feelings just like we would treat a hurt finger and instantly apply a cure. Speak your feelings in an authentic and loving way. Acknowledge your hurt and give yourself some love and self-care, and let your feelings out through tears, a punching bag, or anything else you feel is necessary to avoid bottling them up inside. Number three, anger is a term that typically refers to a buildup of a lot of minor annoyances. Dr. Peel suggests that we make a list of every little thing that irritates us, no matter how small. This will dry up the small tributaries that feed into the great river of anger. And the final big thought is, remake your thoughts, remake your life. Quote, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitudes of mind." William James. Before we close out this note, there's one more very important point that Dr. Peel raises. He's an avid believer that how we think dictates the kind of life we have. Quote, "So flush out all old, tired, worn-out thoughts. Fill your mind with fresh, new, creative thoughts of faith, love, and goodness. By this process, you can actually remake your life." End quote. That's right. Dr. Peel says that if we don't love the life we're living, changing it is as simple as changing the way we think about it, which is exactly what his book is about. As we've seen throughout this note, our thoughts have power. It's been said by some that thoughts are things and that they possess dynamic power. We've seen that simply by changing our thoughts, we can eradicate worry, repair our health, create new energy, and even influence outcomes. Quote, "Think one way and you attract the conditions which that type of thinking indicates. Think another way and you can create an entirely different set of conditions." End quote. Our thoughts really do determine who we are. And if we don't like who we are in this very moment, we can change it simply by changing our thoughts. Instead of passively accepting unsatisfactory circumstances, we should form a picture in our mind of circumstances as we desire them to be. If we hold on to that picture and develop it firmly in all its details, throwing our hearts into it and letting our beings follow, we can make it reality through positive thinking. Ultimately, the kind of life we have comes down to one simple law. If we think in negative terms, we will get negative results. If we think in positive terms, we will get positive results. Which will you choose today? So there we have it, Dr. Peel's techniques for purifying our minds and energizing our lives. I hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Categories Smart.